Mr. Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Starts, S-T-A-R-T-S, 12-29-57, 12-29-57, today's 2-16-24. This is a 66-year-old gentleman, originally from Louisiana. He's married for 45 years. They have 4 children. They moved here after Katrina. He was diagnosed with mesothelioma some time ago. He's refused treatment in Louisiana. His condition... So he's from Louisiana. Let's see. He used to be a heavy equipment operator. The patient was diagnosed with mesothelioma when he was living in Louisiana and received some treatment, but he refused treatment. And when he came to Texas, he continued to refuse treatment and never had any further evaluation by a specialist. In the paragraph, he is on oxygen. He's not receiving any treatment for mesothelioma. In the past 4 weeks, he's lost 10 pounds. He's having trouble getting to the bathroom. He's not wearing a diaper because of severe generalized weakness. He's lost weight, has no appetite, and his wife has sought help for him at home because she doesn't feel like he can no longer go to the doctor to get his medications refilled, period. He'd never been a heavy smoker, never been a heavy drinker in the past. Used to operate heavy machinery, allergy, non-medication, like Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 once a day, Naproxen 500 milligram a day, Crestor 40 milligram a day, Advair 5500, one puff twice a day, O2 continuous, Keppra 500 BID, albuterol inhaler, PRN, and albuterol per nebulizer treatment. Medical problems, COPD, seizure disorder, mesothelioma. Surgical history, hernia surgery, cyst removed from the back of his neck, family history, mom died some sort of cancer. They don't know what the dad passed away with. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system, he's in more pain. He has knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain. He's now basically bedbound because of severity of his pain and his shortness of breath. He has increased shortness of breath, increased weakness. His weakness is so much worse that he can't get to the bathroom. He's also having some swelling in his around his ankles, consistent with core pulmonale, consistent with end-stage mesothelioma. He's on continuous oxygen at this time. He wishes to get no further treatment for his mesothelioma and would like to be cared for at home. On exam, his blood pressure is 140 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, heart pauses 1, pauses 2. With ectopic lungs, ronchi aroused and wheezing bilaterally, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, pedal edema noted times 1, neurological non-focal. Assessment number 1, here we have a 66-year-old gentleman with end-stage mesothelioma. Number 2, his condition has worsened to the point that he's no longer able to get to the bathroom because of his increased shortness of breath and weakness. Next number, he's also bedbound because of shortness of breath, weakness, and pain. Next number, he's not able to get to his doctor's office for his appointments. Next number, he's taking Naproxen for pain that's not working. Next number is hypertension. it's controlled, but it's because of his pain. His blood pressure goes up from time to time. Next number is hypoxemia without oxygen, 3 liters. His oxygen level is in the low 80s, high 70s. Next number, continue with NEP treatment. Next number, seizure disorder on Keppra 500 twice a day. Next number is weakness. Next number is decreased appetite. Next number is now bowel and bladder incontinent because of weakness. Next number is now becoming bedbound because of severity of his pain and his shortness of breath. Next number, overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman. Next number, after discussion regarding possible treatment with mesothelioma and referral to specialists, he has refused any further treatment for mesothelioma or any evaluation by a specialist at this time. Thank you.